KTRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth. I'm Kenny Enney, and I'm joined with the Queen of Conspiracy, Darsha Steph. I think we ought to change our names from like the Kenny and Darsha.
Well, that used to be
It should be like the Queen of Conspiracy and Grumpy.
Oh, okay, everyone. We have lots going on everywhere you turn, and some really fun things today too. And we have some class participation, we'll call it. I will be asking for people who voted in person on election day, especially late in the day.
What if they tried to vote in person?
We can go over that too. But if you have your slip that you tear off of the beautiful, flat, never been folded precinct ballot when you went in, checked in at your precinct and either exchanged your vote by mail ballot or came in and they made a call down to the county saying your vote by mail ballot hasn't been turned in, you may vote in person on election day. If you have that little slip and you have the number, if you would please go ahead and retrieve that, and I will be asking for the, especially if late in the day, I'll be asking for the precinct number and the ballot number. So there's three things on that top little slip.
Do you want to know how they voted?
It has gone. They want to tell us how they voted. That's great. But I am trying to do a research project and could use some help. Rather than calling all 3,667 of you that voted in person on election day, if you could let me know or let the station know by text or calling in and just say, hey, it's this, it'll say CON, which is consolidated precinct number, and a three-digit number. And then it'll have a ballot type, that's BT, and then it will have number. And so what I want is the first item, the precinct number, maybe the location, if you want to give me the location, and then your ballot number that you were issued. Okay.
All right.
Class participation.
So, yes, you can text or call in 805-238-5775. I had a couple things I wanted to talk about.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
We do actually talk about this for everyone. We do actually talk about this ahead of time.
If she shows up before the show goes live. I wanted to talk, and this you'll like this one, but I wanted to get your opinion on the Watson versus Republican National Committee.
Yes,
SCOTUS
please,
decision.
Go ahead.
But also I wanted to, since I'm not going to be here next week, and I'm going to miss the board meeting.
Note to self.
Yeah, so you have to be on time next week. Wanted to cover, some of the interesting things coming out of Sacramento. Wanted to give an update on the bond measure.
The Paso Robles.
There's going to be
unified school
the Paso
district.
Robles Joint Unified School District bond measure, and in particular, item. What is that? That's H. I-4 lead paint update.
You sunk my battleship.
Yeah, that's what it feels like sometimes up there, especially being me taking fire. But anyways, it's a very interesting, there's an information item provided by the assistant superintendent of chief business officer, whatever his title is, on lead paint in the school district.
That would be Brad Pulowski. Okay.
But of interest is the fact that on the slide it says PRHS classrooms, no lead detected. Although the ballot measure says that
the resolution.
The ballot measure as well, because we approved the word.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it says in the ballot measure that we're doing this to mitigate lead paint.
Well, we're
getting a presentation saying there's no lead paint. I asked at the last board meeting, having reviewed eight years' worth of facility inspection tool reports, there's no evidence of lead paint. There's no evidence of mold. So one would think that before you provide a document that becomes an official document that the board is approving, that you would check for the accuracy of the information. And it would appear that that was not the case, which raises questions about the validity of that bond measure.
And we have some water board, Praga Water Board and City of Paso Robles Water Board news. And it's very similar, as I've attended some of those meetings, and it's very similar to this bond measure. It's like, hey, we have your documentation from years past, and we have the documentation now. So were you lying to us then? Are you lying to us now? Or both?
Right.
So that's where we end up.
Yes. All right. Well, you go ahead, Darsha.
You want me to go ahead?
I do.
All right.
Ladies first.
We do have an update for you on the local election as well as the statewide results, and of serious concern. I follow this really closely, but the things that keep me up at night are when people have been advised or encouraged or even discouraged from voting in a manner in which they want to vote. So I get the reports. I try to explain what I understand the election code to be, and it changes quite frequently. But specifically, the ones that I want to address today are the signature mismatch report, or where there were no signatures on the vote-by-mail ballot. And there are even eight where that they received the envelope, but no ballot inside. Those votes will not count unless a letter is returned to the county that says, this is my residence address and here is my signature.
Question, I'm raising my hand.
Yes. So 464 right now will not be counted. And if they had gone into the precinct on election day, their vote would be counted.
My question is, how many people mailed the envelope without the ballot?
All I know is this report that's called the Signature Mismatch Report, which I pay for, but any candidate can request.
Okay, but you're not going to answer my question.
Eight
people mailed their ballot in envelope in without a ballot.
One would ask the question, how would that happen?
Yeah. I was going to make a snide comment, like, this is kind of, maybe you don't want them voting.
Well, all I can say is, it happened last election too, and it's curious.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting.
So somehow, some way between a person.
So what happens if you did that and you realize after you put the empty envelope in the mail and your ballot sitting there on your kitchen counter? Couldn't you just go to a polling place or to the county clerk and say, you know what? I really messed up.
On or before election day, yes. So on election day, you could go to your precinct and either surrender or say, hey, I have my vote-by-mail ballot right here. I sent in my envelope. It's obviously not going to count because here's my vote-by-mail ballot, and I'd like to check in and vote at my precinct. You would be able to vote at your precinct because, as we know, in this county, first in wins. The first ballot counted wins. So there were eight that turned in a ballot, turned in an envelope with no ballot. There were 17 where no identification was provided and it was required. Now, the only reasons why it's required is when you're voting for the first time in a federal election or where there are federal seats on that ballot. So 17 of those, usually that's first-time voters, and they don't realize that they have to send in a copy of their driver's license, for example.
Or their gym
in
membership.
Their vote-by-mail ballot. But shall I, or their gym membership.
Library card.
But
it doesn't have to be
I
a
mention,
picture ID, right?
Doesn't a government? It's supposed to be a government-issued ID.
Oh, for the first time?
First-time federal voters, where they haven't shown an ID when they registered.
See,
so,
I thought it could just be your library card.
Shall I mention that you could go into the polls on election day and get a precinct ballot and not have to show your... Well, then you would be able to show your ID and your vote would have counted. But if you're going to use a vote-by-mail ballot, you have to use a copy of your driver's license, for example, and enclose that copy with your vote-by-mail ballot. Then we had... I think it's 400. Let's look. It's a fairly long report, but VWXYZ, 364 signatures did not match. And I can say after observing a lot of the signature matching, there probably were quite a few more that should have not been matched. But nonetheless, there were 364 that will not count unless they send back the form letter by email, fax, etc. It's on the slowvote.com website. Or if you want to contact me or the station, I will include some forms. But it's essentially just says, here's my residence address and your signature. So if you've been contacted, please get that back into the Slow County Clerk Recorder's office so that your vote will be counted. Could be counted.
And they have until when?
They have one says they have until the 24th.
Is the countdown clock still going on in the state?
Technically, it's 2 days before the county clerk recorder certifies the ballot. Another area that really concerns me is where there have been about 2,000. I don't have the exact number. But there's about 2,000 vote-by-mail ballots that were sent through the U.S. Postal Service that arrived without a postmark or had a postmark from the distribution center that was after Election Day, after June 2nd. So if you put your ballot and the envelope in the mail on June 2nd, which is Election Day, and it did not get a hand stamp from inside the counter like we were talking about, it went down the next morning, 6 a.m. from Paso Robles down to the Goleta Post Office Distribution Center. They process it. It probably had a June 3rd date, and that comes back up to the County Clerk Recorder's Office, and it is too late. About 2,000 of those is what I'm hearing.
Well, this is pretty exciting stuff, but if you go to the Secretary of State webpage, they still have the countdown clock up there. 21 days left until they finish. This is like the countdown to Christmas.
Well, our county is about 10 days less than that, either 7 or 10. I can't remember. I think the county has to report by July 3rd.
Yeah. Well, here's the unprocessed ballots for the June 2nd, 2026 primary
10,290?
Let's see. Hold on. Getting there. No.
Second to the furthest right column. Third to the third
This says
column.
Second from the right. This says 3,807.
So there may have been another update. I printed this as of yesterday. But what I was showing is 10,290 ballots still remaining to be counted.
Sorry, 4,654.
Oh, that's for San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, that's for the county.
Yes, I agree. So I don't mean to be petty, but we have had some issues with slow county.
Let's just put it out. Put all your cards on the table here, Darcy.
County.
Tell us how you really feel about...
But this year, they did a much better job of getting the vote-by-mail ballots counted after Election Day. And as we know, it takes 7 to 10 days to process that vote-by-mail ballot that you drop off at the precinct. Those weren't counted for probably until the next week. So they did, instead of doing twice a week counts, they had every single day there was an update.
All right. Well, here's the bad news. Now that you've praised them, when I look at the other 57 counties in the state, the only other counties that have any remaining ballots: Fresno 500, Lake 188, Marin County 1,805, Mendocino 580, Nevada County 182, Placer County 49. Riverside 900, Sacramento 1,150.
So Kenny.
And us 4,654.
Even using new math.
It's got to be something in the water. Maybe there is lead in the water.
So I can tell you what those ballots are. I mean, we're almost half of the ballots remaining in the entire state. Okay.
Yeah. But
we are going to have
to add them all up
today.
We still outnumber the rest of them.
So I'm sorry. When you follow these things as closely as I do, I just have to, at some point, you just go, I don't know. But 3,807 represent, of that 4,654, represent ballots that either were torn as they came in, they had a slit from the opening of the envelope. These are all, most of them are vote by mail. Where they have to be remade. And that takes two, at least minimum of two, but three people to look at a ballot that's easily readable by...
How many of the 4,000?
3,807 have to be
remade.
Why
are we the only county that has this problem? Maybe there's something wrong with the machine?
So there were hundreds of
them. If you have that many ballots that are damaged... That sounds like a systemic problem.
It's a new several hundred thousand dollar mail sorting machine. And, you know, the ballots just weren't pressed all the way down. And so a little bit got cut off.
Whose machine? The county's or the...
The county has the
postal
new mail
service.
Sorting machine that opens the ballot.
You can't fix stupid.
And we paid several hundred thousand dollars for this. It sorts it. It does a scanned image of the of the return envelope.
And this is on top of your favorite electronic voting machine?
Yes. Yes. So then,
and even with all this high-tech stuff, we're still the last.
Can I let you know that they still hand read off the votes? You can visibly read the votes on that ballot, and they have to remake that ballot with two other people, one observing and one calling out, one, you know, adding the vote to the new ballot. So that takes a long time. Then there are 847 provisional ballots, and that 847, those have to be completely reviewed to make sure that these are people that are not voting in any other county, that they are San Luis Obispo County residents. And I know that there are several in that list that perhaps they're college students and they've identified their residence address as being outside this county, and that vote will not count because they're not San Luis Obispo County voters.
Pretty
Again,
sad.
Show up, be registered, show up on election day. We would have been one of the first counties to have been counted. So there's Alpine County, who also, might I add, must use electronic voting machines to count their ballots. They had 498 processed ballots, but they must use the several hundred thousand dollars, if not million dollar, counting machines because of AB 469 from a couple years ago.
I don't know what AB 469
is. Picture.
Should we make that a trivia question? If they win, you'll buy them. If they can guess what AB 469 is, you'll buy them a bottle of wine. Yes. Text in now. If you don't say anything, Darsha, text in now. And you can't cheat. You have to know it off the top of your head. But Darsha will buy you a really nice bottle of wine as your reward for knowing what
I'll give you a hint. It had to do with
voting.
an emergency order for our state. Assembly bill All right. Anything else, Kenny? So what the whole point of that is that we have results. I can go through some of the local results. We have some pretty significant ones that unfortunately don't look like they are going to end up in the conservative Republicans' favor.
All right. When we get back, let's talk about Watson versus the Republican National Committee.
All right.
Back in a minute.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Enhance your glow at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Treat yourself to the Bright Skin Facial, a rejuvenating experience designed to leave your skin refreshed, radiant, and summer ready. Throughout the month of June, enjoy a complimentary hand sugar polish treatment with your facial service. Unwind in the luxurious serenity of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where wellness and relaxation come together. Reserve your spa escape today. Call Spa Allegretto 805-369-2524. Allegretto Vineyard Resort.
All right, we're back. Darcy's telling us about how she's terrorizing the local government. Which
I can't reveal my sources.
Actually, that'll be a segue for one of the assembly proposed assembly bills, where if you do what are considered to be malicious public records requests, you could potentially be fined now in the state of California. So, Darcia, we got a couple minutes before the long break. What are your thoughts on Watson versus Republican National Committee? Do you want to tell people about it first, or do you want me to?
Go ahead, please.
All right, so Watson versus Republican National Committee is one of the big decisions that should be coming out of the Supreme Court any minute. Basically challenges the Mississippi GOP challenging the mail-in voting and the counting of ballots after Election Day. And the premise is that it violates an 1845 law, which says that you have to have basically standardized elections around the Republic. And so the Republican, the Mississippi GOP basically is saying, hey, you know, the fact that you can count for, 14 to 21 days after Election Day violates this law and violates the concept of having, an Election Day, which is, I know, is important to you.
Well, and the reason why it would be a Supreme Court case is because it affects every state in the union.
Right.
Even California, who has put in a ballot initiative to be its own country.
No, it didn't pass. That's crazy talk. That's like saying you're going to divide the state in two.
There's no provision for leaving the United States of America.
Not anymore. Not since 1865.
But that
the
is
first
why
time
new
the Democrats
California
tried.
State has said, hold on a minute.
Okay, can we get back on the topic of Watson versus Republican?
So the reason why this is especially the timing is, what would you say is pertinent, is because every state will have Election Day, which is November coming up. I'm not actually sure the date.
I think it's November 4th, but I'm not sure.
It was November 4th a couple years ago. 2025. Anyway, so we will all have in November election day, not season, and that day it will be a federal election because you're selecting congressional representatives. There are federal offices on that ballot. So
November 3rd.
It was June 2nd and November 3rd. Yeah, yep. For California. Everyone else will have had their primaries, their gubernatorial primaries, their state races, their assembly districts. And interestingly enough, there are some of the races in each state that are the top two in California. Even if you get over 50%, it's still the top two go forward. State assembly, state legislature will do that, as well as the governor. So in several of the races in California right now, it will be top two going to November. But go okay. ahead with the case, because right now,
all right,
in
well, my question
Slo
is,
County, if we have 45 days of voting.
Okay, you're avoiding my...
And 45 days of counting.
All right, but you're avoiding answering the question.
30 days out after the election, we are still counting.
Okay, so if this thing, if the Republican Party wins this case and it goes back to you, everything has to be in, because it looks like if it goes the way the Supreme Court watchers are thinking it's going to go, the decision's going to be that the decision is made on election day. So on November 3rd, it's going to be, you know, whoever is the winner. And if your ballot wasn't in and counted by November 3rd, you know, tough toenails. So how is that going to impact? How do you think that's going to impact going forward? Obviously, because it would have changed dramatically things like the Spencer Pratt race. He would have easily been in the top two. It probably would have...
Orange County, 2024, November.
It would have probably changed a lot of the outcomes of a lot of the primaries, I think, in the state. Do you think it... I think it helps the Republican... I think it helps Hilton's chances. I don't know if it's going to put him over the top. But I'm just curious, since you are the, you know, you are the queen of conspiracy, what is she, the her excellence of elections, you know, the viceroy of voting. Come on, give us your opinion on this.
So there's a reason why I say that the most secure way you can vote is to vote in person on election day. Anytime you have 100% mail out of these vote by mail ballots, we lose chain of custody. We don't know where they're going. We don't know who's sending them in. The only safeguard we have is that signature match. So what happened this year is, and the process of returning the vote by mail ballot can get delayed non-nefariously or nefariously. And so you show up and vote on election day. That vote gets counted that night.
So you're not going to answer the question.
I believe that when we have days and days and days of counting, the longer your chain of custody, the more things that can happen, the more things that go wrong. So
this isn't going to do anything, in your opinion.
It will. It will. But it's about getting the word out and getting the vote out. And please think about how you want to vote in this upcoming election, because we as a people have traded our convenience for security.
All right, so there you have it.
Traded our security for convenience.
There you have it from her excellence of elections.
Get up, get out, be visible loud and proud, and get our vote in so that it will count.
Now,
so that we don't have 3,000.
Steve Hilton said that, you know, we're a dangerously apathetic state, which I know of somebody else that's been saying that.
I think the numbers say that, but I don't think that the people are as apathetic as it appears.
I think they became more apathetic after the legalization of pot. But that's just me. All right.
I don't care about apathy.
Back shortly.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.